Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Nyanei Shem and Amishcha. We've already seen B'siyata D'shmai Niflos Mitoras Hashem. And according to the Bavli, the Mishkal of the Shem and of the Samamonim of the Shem and Amishcha is 1750. And we saw that that has Chashivus B'fnei Atzma. The sum also has Chashivus. And that's why the Gemara mentioned the sum, because it has to be a Chashiv sum. Because the Inyan of the Shir is not just a Shir, but it's a Chashivus. And according to the Yerushalmi says 1500, because that's the Chashivus sum. The Yerushalmi doesn't even tell us that that the Kinamon Bosim is 250. Doesn't even tell us that. We could figure it out on our own. But it doesn't have to, because it tells us the Iker. And the Iker, according to the Yerushalmi, is that the final sum, it's a Chashivus of 1500. And Memela, that's a Chashivus sum. And Memela, when it says Machatziso, about the Kinamon Bosem, it means 250. Just like the Kinei Bosem is 250. And those also, the chashivas of that sum is that it's half of 500. Therefore, it is machatziso, because it's half of 500. And the final sum, 1500, has chashivas, and that's mentioned explicitly by the Yerushalmi, whereas the Bavli holds no. The chashivas is only if it's 1750. And that's what gives us chashivas, and we discussed that in the previous year, and now we're going to move on to explain a sugya in Krisis Daf Hei, that L'chore Tzerech B'il Tuva. That's what it says there in the Gemara, in the Petur of Mefatim, the Shemen HaMishcha, the Moser L'Tzibur, if somebody makes the Shemen HaMishcha, in order to give it over to the Tzibur, we learn that it's Beseder, in one's Pater. Because we learn the Maskoinus of the Shemen HaMishcha from the Ketores, and it says, you're not allowed to make it for yourself, but you're allowed to give it to Moser L'Tzibur, so to the Shemen. Shemen HaMishcha. Frekti Gemara, but the Adik Torahs v'neilf Mishem. So why doesn't the Torahs, he learned Shemen from Torahs? Why didn't he learn the Torahs from the Shemen? Ma Shemen ki mefatim l'chetzi an patur, af Torahs ki mefatim l'chetzi an patur. So the Torahs, the Shemen, if you make only half the shear, it's patur. So Torahs also, if you make half the shear, you should be patur. Alam Rav Torahs shebin l'chetzin chayiv. Why does Rav say that Torahs, that you're mefatim for half? You're chayv, but shemen that you're mefatim for half your potter. Why don't we learn the Torahs from the shemen? It's like if you're mefatim the shemen for half your potter. So if you're mefatim the Torahs, you should be potter. And so the Gemara Melcha Rava, Gabi Shemen, Ksiv Mumuskanta Lo Tasu Kamo, Kamo Dezu Bechet Shapri Dami. It says by shemen, only that amount you're allowed to make. But the Chetzio is okay. But Ketores is a Ketores Tetzas, a Ketores that you make. Ketol Asir, Ketores, any Asiya of Ketores, anything you're going to make, you use the Ketores for. After the Makir Prat Shachas, Pras Bein Arbayim. Maybe you'll make half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Our gear says after the Makir. The Archlaner says the correct girsa is Efshir de Ovda Pras, not Makdir. You're going to make half a mon in the morning, half the amount in the morning, and half the amount in the afternoon. So, and that's Kedas Rabbanan, that every day you make that day's amount and bring it in. You don't make one for the whole year. So it could be you make it in smaller amounts. You don't have to make the entire amount. You can make it day by day. So Mela, since you can make it day by day, so you're chayiv even on less than the full amount. Hashem came when it comes to the Shemen, they made it all at once. The Ketores, they could have made it once a year, but since they made it every day, according to being, they made it every day, so then you're chayiv even for a much smaller amount, because every day they made it a smaller amount than the year's amount. So Mela, you're chayiv even less than the share of the Ketores. Less than the 368 manas. L'chaira, זה לא מובן בכלל. למה? שראין קרא מיוחד לפתור פיתם חצייה בשמן. There's no specific pasuk that patters one who is mefatim half shemen. It's memela. It's not b'maskut, that's not that amount. And therefore you can't be mechayev. So what's the Gemara asking? Ketores rak megzeira shava. The Gemara should have asked b'stam al divrei Rava. Maishna ketores mishemen. Why is ketores different than shemen? Forget about the gzeira shava. By shemen you're not chayev. So why by ketores are you chayev if you make less than the shear? Maishna, we need to come on to the gzeira shava for. And then the Gemara could have answered, Kapash the Sivrei Gemara Davav Amud Beis, that since there's a Siyah B'Ketores, since you make the Ketores even less than the full amount, so it's called B'Maskunto. That's the amount of the Ketores. And therefore you're Chayv, even Ketores less than the full amount. Less than a year's worth. Lo kein B'Shemen. Shemen, there's only one amount. That's the amount the Torah says. Otherwise it's not B'Maskunto. So why does the Gemara come and ask from a Gzeir Shava? Asks Stan why is Shemen different than Ketores? And the answer is because Shemen it says B'maskunta, and B'maskunta is only a full amount, what the Torah says. And the Ketores is less than the full amount of the Torah. Ketores could be day by day. It doesn't have to be the full amount of the year. V'yoyser tomu teretz ha-gemara. The Gemara says that the Ptur of Shemen is mitzad B'maskunta komo. What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is by Shemen. It says v'maskunta lo tasu kamo kamo dasu abal chetzio shapir dami. Why is it toil in the Ptur of Shemen mitzad b'maskunta kamo lav kamo? Hare ze kvar yadinan mikvar kemevuar bepashtut divrei Gemara. By Shemen it's pashut that the Ptur is b'chatzayin. That by Shemen. Pashat that you're Patur B'chatzayin. Now that's not the Gemara's problem. The Gemara's problem isn't the Shemen. Gemara wants to know why is Ketores different than Shemen. And the Gemara to answer is because the Gemara is asking. And the Gemara says, by Shemen it says, Maskunta lo tatsu kamo. Kamo dasar v'chetzu shapir dami. But the Gabik Ketores, it says, v'Ketores asher teres tase, any asiyah of Ketores is aser. And maybe you're going to make a lesser amount of Ketores than the full amount. You can make it day by day. You don't have to make the whole year's worth at once. So what is the Gemara telling us about Maskunta by Shemen? That we already know. That's not our problem. The Teretz is the Ketores is different. Because Teretz, you don't have to make B'mishkal. You don't have to make the same amount the Torah says, the full amount. It's enough to make a Pras Shachris and Pras Bein Arbayim. So what is the Gemara bringing in the Shemen for, which is not the Lola and Yeh? That's not the Teretz Gemara. That's not what's bothering the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered by Ketores. So just answer the Ketores. Don't answer the Shemen. Shemen we already know. We also have to understand the etzem inyan akushya. B'chiloi da gemara b'kushya da'at chachamim b'davav u'mubet. The Gemara doesn't know that if you are mefati and pras b'shachros half the amount of that day's ketores in the morning, it's kosher. It's mistabu the Gemara already knew this. So what's the kashya b'chlal? If you're mefati and chetzi ketores, it's k'maskunta. But it's not that like that the Shema HaMishcha. And just like you can't ask mikoch the gzeir shava, that you're not going to be Zchai Bekhtaris unless it's Marit Dvor HaMesh Me'os, like Shemen HaMishcha, because the Maskunto of Shemen is even the Maskunto of Khtaris, and I mean in Zelazeh, it's also like Abay Chetzia. It's a completely different story. Chetzia of Shemen HaMishcha is meaningless. It's not the right amount. Whereas Chetzia of Khtaris, if you're making less than the amount, it's also Asir, because that's what they made every day. So what's the Gemara's Kashi B'chal from Khtaris? Why Ketores, you're chayv in less than the amount? Be mefatim chetzia. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. Shemeitzem anidona pikutum haktor chetzia biktoret. From the very nidah, from the very issue, the very discussion, and being mefatim chetzia biktoris, which is bad bebad lufi mishkal salalo, it's purported, what I'm understanding in the Rambam, is that it's proportionate. Rambam says in the 2.9 in Klei Mikdash, ha'osik toris me'achad esar siman me'el lufi mishkal os elu kadeh l'arech ba'af u'bish l'arech b'chayev karsa al siyasi masi b'meizit, shog me'el b'chad es kavua. So if when a person prepares an incense for the 11 spices, according to these proportions, to smell its fragrance, it's chayev karis, and if he did it inadvertently, it's chayev b'chadis. And even if he didn't prepare the entire quantity, but if he prepared according to the above proportions, he's chayv karis. That's the Rambam. So, the etzem nidon and pitum chetzi b'taris, even if he made it in those proportions, of the, in other words, proportional to the larger amount, he made it in smaller amounts, but the same proportions. And the Gemara wants to say that you should be patur from the afusa to shemen. So you see from this that there's a din mishkal even in the Torahs. From the fact that there's a nidon of pitum chatzik Torahs, you see there's a mishkal by Torahs. And there you could be done on chetzi. Since there's a din in mishkal, in the amount, and the weight, so now you could be done on chetzi, you could discuss half. Now only by Ktoris it says, only by the Shemen it says Maskunta, that there's a certain amount. But the 600 and 368 manim of Asiyas HaKtoris that we see in the Gemara in Krisis and Avav and Aleph, so Salah Halmash, we see like Tosi Antiv writes, Shkalim 4 or 5 in the Tiferes Yisrael over there, and so is Mashmas Tiver Rama and Perishim Sainz Bidim and Quisis, Ayin Shem Bikir, Sefer Perik Bez Mechus Chalem Miksha Ayin Shem. El Shadin Zohar Rakla Pei Mitzis Esri Shal Asiyas HaKteris, Shkos Rama and Perik Bez Mechus Chalem Miksha Shalach Halab, but this din is only Klap in the Mitzis Esri of making the Keteris. Ram says Mitzis Asiyas HaKteris Bechol Shana Vishana. In other words, there's a mitzvah to make 368 manim b'mishkal and mefuret. That amount. Proportionate each of the spices together, 365 manim all together, like the Gemara tallies it up. Now, that's all the mitzvah of Asiyah. But the Gavi Hechsher Akteris laHakrova, and that, again, is the mitzvah of Asiyah and Akrova. Asiyah is when you make it, Akrova is when you sacrifice it. You burn it. So now the Chum say, increases 6b, that Akteris is kosher, even if you're a Mefatim, pras laHakrova. If you're a Mefatim, it's kosher, even if you make only a half a month of that day. Making it is 368. In other words, for Akrova, what's kosher? Half of that day's amount. You can make half that day in the morning, half in the afternoon, half. And that's kosher like Akrova. But Asiyah is 368. And that's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. And that's what Tosfos writes in Shavuos 11a, that the Akrova mitzvah is to make it at the beginning of the year. In other words, Klapei HaMitzvah Shel Asiyasa. But that has nothing to do with the Hechsher Akteris LaAktara, Shekshera Akteris LeChatchilu Gam B'Kpit Mishal Pras. That has nothing to do with the Hechsher Akteris LaAktara. The mitzvah is 368, the beginning of the year, once a year. But that has nothing to do with Hechsher Akteris LaAktara, that it's Kasher LeChatchilu even B'Kpit Mishal Pras. Even if you make half of that day's amount, so that's already Kasher LaAktara. And that was the Kash of the Gemara. Shim ki mitzad atzmo yesh lo amesh yisar asiyas hektaris uklap yasiyas hektaris hakshir lakwa v'shem b'din mishkol v'chenz gal l'chatzoyim av lom lo neilev b'gzei reshev at shemen shish no shal asiyas ha-shemen shish mitzad sese b'asiyasai shu mishkol shu din kenu gam b'ktaris umel she pachas me mishkol shen azem mitzad sese la yischayiv lo amer rov leikein. So this was the cash of the Gemara. That even though we said Atzmai, we could say the Yisrael Sias HaKadayres. So Mitzad Atzmo, we could say that this year Sias HaKadayres is klape making Ktayres that's kosher la'akrava. And there there's no Din Mishkal. And therefore it's also even the Chatzayin. But why don't we learn from the Gzeir Shav of Shemin? There's an Isra of Sias Shemin where there's a Mitzis Esei Basiyasa. That's the Gemara's Kashya. Gemara's Kashya is why don't we learn from Shemin where the Isra is on making Shemin where there'd be a Mitzis Esei to make it. In other words, you're not allowed to make your own Shemin. There's a Mitzis Esei to make it for the Mishkan. And you're not allowed to make your own Shemin with the same amount. So why don't we say the same thing about the Torahs? That when is there an Isra of making Torahs? There's an Isra of making Torahs in the same way that there's a mitzvah. The same amount that there's a mitzvah to make, there's also an Isra to make. And as you're right, and it's Yerachanam, the Atzma Akrav is a lot less. But the Isser, we want the Isser to parallel the mitzvah. Just like by Shemin, the Isser parallels the mitzvah. Why don't we say that by Ktaris, the Isser also parallels the mitzvah? And therefore, since the mitzvah is to make 368 manas of Ktaris, so that should also be the Isser. So in other words, when the Isser is not going to be, we're not going to say that it's us or even less because this, because the Ktara could be with less. No. It's with our Akasha, what we didn't understand. The Ktara is even with less. So why should the, you're makdir every day a lot less. So why should the Isser be, and you can make a lot less every day. You can make it day by day. So why shouldn't that be the Isser also? You don't have to make it the full amount in order to be over the Isser. The answer is no. What if there are mitzvahs say to make? It's mitzvahs say to make the full amount. So that's also going to be the Isser, let's say. Just like by Shemin. That the Isser parallels the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make the full amount, and therefore the Isser is also to make the full amount. And the Megillah, if it's pachos, where there's no mitzvahs say, you're not going to be mischayiv. Why did Rabbi say this? V'lomar Rabbi Lomar Loikein. Rabbi says not so. Rabbi says that's Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi says that Ktaris Pitim Lachatzin Chayiv. If you're Mefatim Chatzir Chayiv, Hashemin, you're Mefatim Chatzir Potter. Why? It should be the same. Because just like the Isser of Shemin is parallel to the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the half, you're not, there's no Mitzvah. So to the Isser, there's no Mitzvah and half. So to Ktaris, there's no mitzvah in half, so the Isser should also not be an Isser in half. And that's why I want to learn Gzeir Shav from Shemin. In other words, that's going to be Machriachas. There's an Isser as a Shias Shemin, Shish Mitzvah Sesei Basiyasa, Shubi Mishkal, Suvadin Bektaris. That the issue is going to be on making the amount where there's a mitzvah essay to make it. And memela pachos, you're not chayiv. So what's the terror to the Gemara? Remember the terror to the Gemara? The Gemara says, no. Gabi Shemin, it says, maskun to othosu kamo kamo do asar v'chatsu shabir dami. But the Gabi Ktaris is, v'ktar shetetase, kol asiyat Ktaris. Efter the makti bras shachut bras bein arbaim. As Amra b'zeh Gemara, that for Chatzon b'Shemin, the Petur is not because it's not doim l'mishkal to Shemin ha'mishcha. Shebzeh ha'sheach Petur gam, because then it would be sheach this Petur also back to her, it's klapi the mitzvah. Because it's not the same as the mitzvah. But rather, because it doesn't have the right mishkal, it's not b'maskun to kamo. Because b'Shemin ha'mishcha, there's the arisod. Arisod is that the mishkal is not just a shir, it's a mitzvah of chashivus. If it doesn't have this mishkal, it doesn't have chashivus. And therefore, Chatzayim doesn't have the chashivas. And that's why there's no mitzvah, that's why there's no iser. But since we see by the Ktaris that it's kosher, even if you mefatim a pras, half that day's amount. So it's muchach mizeh that the mishkal is only a din shir. If it was din chashivas, that the Torah is telling you it only has chashivas if you make this amount, then it would be kosher every day, making a small amount. Must be it's not a din chashivas by the shemen amishcha. It's a din chashivas, because the only way you can the only way you, it's kosher to make it is if you make the whole thing. Otherwise, it doesn't have chashivas. But from the fact that here you can make less, it means that it's a chashivas. It's a shear. So it was chashivas, and it lacked the chashivas, and the Torah would be nothing on a daily basis if you made it every day. So Mimela, when the Torah tells us the Torah, so we have a lechel moshe misinai, it's a shear. And the din is you can also make less than a shear. If you make a small amount of the shear, it's also good. Dima is a midin chashivut. Shamra Torah shechalibach b'tzuruf shel samaneh k'torat ha'idem shkal shekabab zeh ha'torah. Hare kevan shenemar din hakrava miktorat kazu. Shbeir shom miktorat im chalot chashivut zo. Tulo yitechen et evrei chamim shemahan lelak tera gam k'torat shepmach pratz. Shein bat hachashivut hazu. ורק אם הוא דין שיעור, ואין בזה השבועים מיוחד לידי המשקל, יש לומר שניתן השיעור רק על פי העשייה של המצווה, ואין הולך שער הקטורת וכנע. So we can say that what's the shear for? The shear is telling us that there's a mitzvah to make this and this amount. But not that otherwise it's not ktoris. By the shem and ha-mishcha, if you don't make that amount, it's not shem and ha-mishcha b'cha. Because it's not the chashivas. But here you can make less. So it means that the full amount is the mitzvah. But if you make less, it also counts as k'taras. Why? Because it's a shear. So the shear for the mitzvah is a certain amount, and if you make less, then you're right not getting the mitzvah of making the k'taras, but it's still kosher for k'tara. And that's why it's the Gemara says, by k'taras is a k'taras yiratase. So in other words, it's pashut to the Gemara, by k'taras, the mishkal isn't poiled by matkuntu kamo. The mishkal doesn't make the amount. In other words, it's not totally in the mishkal. It doesn't only have chashivas by a mishkal. It doesn't have to have the mishkal. Any k'taras that you make is aser. As a reish ladun b'zeh rak l'pei ashir ta'aseh. Whatever you make, any aser is k'taras. Any aser is k'taras that you make for yourself. If you're not making for the k'taras, k'taras you're allowed to make. If you make it for yourself, that's aser. Anytime there's aser. What's considered aser is a k'taras. Every day's k'taras is considered aser is k'taras. Even though it's not the full shear. So you see that Asiyah is enough. Asiyah of that day's Torah is enough. Any Asiyah's Torah. Therefore, you're not going to be Pater. Because that's why the Gemara tells us about Shemin. There's a fundamental distinction here. You want to learn from Shemin that the Yis is going to be telling in the mitzvah? No. Because by Shemin, it all depends on the maskernitz. You have to make that amount of Shemin. Otherwise, it doesn't have chashivas. But Torah doesn't say anything about the maskonis because it's not about chashivas. Because even if you make less than the amount, you can still be makir. So if we see the significance even to less, and therefore that's also going to be aser. So Gemara is telling us, why can't you learn Hashem because Erev Shav Hashem and Hamishcha? Because it's two completely different inyanim. Hashem and Hamishcha, it's all din chashivas. Without the shear, it doesn't have chashivas. Mel is not aser. But by Torah, it's no din in, it's not a din in chashivas. If it only had chashivas at the full amount, then you couldn't make it every day. In fact, you make it every day. It means that it's a shear. And the mitzvah is to make the whole thing, to make the entire shear. But if you don't make the entire shear, so you didn't get the mitzvah, but you'd still be makdir it. Because there's still significance in a small amount that you make every day. That you can still be makdir. You can still be makdir, so it's also going to be aser to make it for yourself. Hashem came when it comes to shemen. It's meaningless if it doesn't have the full amount. Now we understand our gears in the Gemara. It says, Asher tase, kol asiyah diktaris. After the makdir press, Shachas pas bein arbayim. What is it? Akhtar. The ikkar here is the asiyah. It says asher tase. Why does Gemara say that by akhtar it says asher tase, any asiyah is aser? Why? Because if you could be makdir in the morning, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. What does that have to do with akhtar? Asiyah. You can make half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And therefore it's aser. You can make half the Torah to be makdir in the morning and half in the afternoon. And therefore, it's also to make it for yourself. So why does the Gemara talk about Akhtara?
Like we said before, the Aruch HaNer says that it's the correct yours is the Ovid, not the Makdir, the Ovid that you make it. So based on what we said, we can explain our Girsa. The Yerke Teres is like we said, that if it's totally an Asiyah, since according to the Chum, there's a CS press, you can make less, you can make even half of that day's amount. So we can be Mechayev the person. But based on what we explain, the Gemara is telling us that by Keteres, it doesn't have the Chashivas of a Mishkal that we have by Shem and Amishcha. V'im ki kanal muchruch et zeh, v'ma shekshera k'torot p'pitam pras shachvus, or l'gifim ek shenol ha'hechshu zeh. So this is muchruch because you don't need the full amount because you can even make it in half of that day's shir. You can make pras shachvus, pras bein arbay. But how do we know it's kosher? Why don't we say that the Mishkal of Torah is like the Mishkal of Shemen? And Mamela the Torah won't be kosher if you make a little bit every day. So that's what the Mars Merami is here. Since every day we have Akhtar of Pras Shachas and Pras Bein Arbayim, so from that itself we see the Mishkal is an Indian of Chashivas. Because Mishkal is Shemen and Mishkal is Chashivas because the Korach HaSomen is Bamayim Ve'achakach B'Shemen. Like we see in the Rambam Paragal of Halacha Bezib Klei Mikdash, so it has a Chashivas. So every Mashu Shemen has the Koach of all the Samaman and all the Mishkalim. Every mashu of the Shemen has the koch of the samamanim in the mayim and in the Shemen. So well, every mashu of Shemen has all the samamanim in it. And that's what's mashu of the Shemen. So every little bit of Shemen use has the koch of all the samamanim. But by Akhtaras Pras, Mayan Pras, what is the Pras that you're making today have to do with the Mishkal that remains with the rest of the Akhtaras? It's nothing. And if you knew the chashivas of all shivimon and nektaris and nektaris, then this din wouldn't be miskayim the pras shachris. As mizem v'voar, shalob din shal chashivus namer v'zev nektaris. El shirak din shir ba'asil bovadu. From this we see that it's not a din of chashivus and nektaris, it's a din shir ba'asil. How much you have to make? And therefore there's nothing to do with the Shemana Mishcha. That's why the Gemara was told in the Akhtara. Since the Haktar way is so the dinam shel chacham al hechsher repeating pras, al fi shem bo kol chashivas. I'm saying, why are you allowed to be makdir? You're allowed to be makdir half in the morning, half in the afternoon, right? Even though it doesn't have the koch of all the Torahs, of the whole share of the Torahs. So it must be this chashivas even in a little bit, in the asiyah of a little bit. So that's what the Haktar shows us. When you talk about the Shemana Mishcha, every little bit of Shemana Mishcha is the koch of all the samamanim. So it's all mixed together in there. But the Ktaris, every little bit doesn't have the koch of all the rest of the Ktaris, the rest of the samamanim of the Ktaris. So, you see from that, that since you can be makdir a little bit and it doesn't have the koch of the other samamanim of the Ktaris, it must be the zanarin of chashivas of the whole amount. That every little bit is significant. And therefore you can make pras morning, pras in the afternoon. And that's enough. You don't need the whole shir. And that's what the whole sugya is about. The whole sugya is about the chashivas. The chashivas of the mishkal of the Shemana Mishcha versus the ichashivas, the lack of chashivas of the mishkal of Torahs. And the Gemara's merames to that when it's toiled in the pitu bak Torah. Ah. So you see, the shir isn't a shir of chashivas. Because look, you can be makdir or pras. How can you be makdir or pras? Where's the chashivas? It doesn't have all the, doesn't have an entire shir. It doesn't have the whole amount. Where's the chashivas? The answer is, you're right. In a chinami. It's not an inyan of chashivas. You don't need the whole amount for chashivas. And you're right. So therefore it's going to be us for every little bit. If it's only chashiv, if it's the whole thing, like b'shem and amishcha, then you need to make the whole thing for the yisur. But here you see, it's not totally. The shir isn't a shir in chashivas. V'harai, every day you're makdir a little bit. So sof, it's totally nasiyah. Every day you can also make a little bit, and therefore it's asur also to make a little bit. But where do you see that it's asur? Where do you see that it's a mitzvah every day to make a little bit? Where do you see that you can make a little bit every single day? From the fact that you can be makdir a little bit every single day. From the fact that you can be makdir a little bit every single day means you can make a little bit every single day because when you're makir it every little bit every day, so it doesn't have the whole, it's 368 manis. So how's it kasher on a daily basis? The answer is it's not a shir of chashivas. It's not that it doesn't have if it was a shir in chashivas, then you wouldn't be allowed to be makir a little bit every day, because then you wouldn't have the chashivas. So rather it's just a shir, and every day you can have a little bit of shir. So that Ketara shows you that the even asi of a little bit is significant. Even asi of a little bit is asir, because you're making a little bit of the shir. That's what the Mars Marami is when it tells us that your makdir pras shachris pras arvis. So it shows that you don't need the whole shir. You don't need the whole shir for the mitzvah, you also don't need the whole shir for the aver. Hashem kein shemen, hamishcha, you need the whole shir for the mitzvah, mele, you need the whole shir for the aver. Because there it doesn't have chashivas, it's less than the whole shir. I hope it's clear. I hope I'm reading it right. And please God, we will continue, I hope. I'm very excited about hopefully being able to go further, seeing more and more in the flows. And we're going to be done in the Rashi and Chumash in our next year. And then we have to be Miyashi Divya Ramam, who doesn't write Akhtarva, Hechreva, Simone Akhtarvas. And please God, we're going to see Niflos Mitharis Hashem. And thank you so much for listening. If anybody doesn't understand, so you can always contact me. Hopefully, I'll try to clarify. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.